If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Hello, feller.
What's up, dude?
How's it going today?
Going good. It's going great. Actually, we're just looking at Elon Musk's new factory in Texas, 100 million square feet.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like it's unfathomable.
So that's going to be a SpaceX and Tesla factory.
My understanding.
Very cool.
New headquarters.
That guy does not lose.
No, that's a guy I bet on.
Yeah. You're going to get in some SpaceX stocks?
We were just talking about that. I don't know. I mean, I would do it for a long play for sure. Maybe my kids would like to retire on SpaceX, you know?
Do it for your kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Buy one stock a day for the next year.
We were doing some math before the show, just figured it out. I'm sure, you know, there's got to be the potential for that to be like, you know, those that got in on Apple,
yep,
you know, before the internet boom and mm-hmm. all of that type of stuff.
Well, it's funny because, and I don't know how many times Meta stock has split, but I remember when Meta came out, it was $29.
Yeah.
I think as of today, it was like $500. Maybe check that out, Brian. I don't know. It's up there, and it's probably split 5 times. So anyways, stock advice.
Not What's advice.
That? Meta's at 604.
Wow.
And it opened at 29 and it even dropped below that after it opened
after
for a while.
IPO, yeah.
Kind of like SpaceX came out at 135. It went up to 2 something and then it got down to like just over 100. Now it's back to 132.
130-ish.
As of today. So anyways, I don't know. I don't know how that guy is going to, he doesn't lose. So bet on this guy. All right. So this episode, guys, we're talking about, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. This is not a hobby. The business that you came, you know, you got in. And so like, you know, I've always thought, like, if you're going to do it, like, you're going to open a gym, you're going to do it, let's do it right, like, do everything right. And we kind of live by that in our events and how we do our Iron Circles. Like, if we're going to do this, like, why are we going to be cheap about it? Why are we going to cut corners? Why are we going to, we're going to make sure that it's the best in class. And yeah, and I get it. Not everybody has like unlimited funds. We don't either. But there's a lot of things that you can do that you aren't doing right now that don't really cost a whole lot of money, and there's no reason not to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you a quick example, guys. I mean, we talk about this. It's been on many episodes in the past. You own a business. You have a domain. You should have a website.
Yep.
If you don't have a website, that's step one. But when you're emailing your clientele, you must have a domain-based email address. You should not be sending emails from your Gmail, from your Yahoo, AOL account, Rocket Mail, MSN, MPs, whatever the heck that you know how unprofessional that is, especially when you're using your one from high school that's like hotbods XX969 at Gmail. What does it cost? What does it cost to get a domain based email address?
I think it's like $5 a month on GoodDaddy or something.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no reason that a gym should have not have a domain-based email address, a period, end of story, right? For $5?
Exactly.
If you can't afford the $5, you shouldn't be even in the business, right?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, there's going to be a direct correlation to the professionalism and what you're able to charge, right? And if you're charging somebody $400 or $500 a month for a service, you should have a business that rivals, you know, like that presents that level of professionalism as well. And one of the first things, there's a couple things. On this side of the seat, you know, as a business coach, I also know that you don't have a CRM. You don't have a follow-up sequence. You don't have follow-up sequences. You don't have any automation in place because you can't do that with free accounts, yeah. Gmails and Hotmails and things like that. So we see an initial problem right out of the gate, but also the perception that you're leaving with the clients.
And yeah, you may not think it's a big deal.
It's massive.
It's a big deal, guys. Yeah. Like, why would you put anything into question or anything into chance? Because maybe, you know, they might not worry about, like, if I got an email from a lawyer that came from their Gmail account, I'm going to second guess some things.
Correct.
Right? Unless they're a mom and pop operation and that's the way they want to be. Like for you and your gym, you just want to be mom and pop. You never want to scale out of those four walls and do anything else with it. Then yeah, fine, dude. Then Gmail's okay. But the point of the message is if you're going to do it the right way. And right. So the perception you're leaving with your client, especially ones you're trying to charge that type of money from, if all things are equal and they get two or three emails coming in from different gyms they're shopping and yours coming in and coming in from a Yahoo account and these guys are coming from business accounts. Like if everything else was equal, why would you give somebody the edge on you?
For $5 a month.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no reason not to.
Correct.
All right.
Another one that we run into quite often. Guys, I don't know why this is still a thing or why it was ever a thing, but your website should have your address.
With your city and state.
With your city and state. It should have your phone number and allow somebody to get in contact with
your
you.
Your area code.
Area codes? Remember when you didn't need one?
I still drive through small towns that just have the seven
digits.
Yeah.
But we bring this up and we kind of laugh about it, but it is that common. I mean, with the number of gyms that we work with, the number of gyms that we're exposed to, the number of websites that I visit, you know, in this industry, it blows my mind how many of you guys overlook the fact that you're the one publication that's out there for people to see who you are, see what you do,
where you're at,
get a hold of you, doesn't have the information needed in order to do so. And again, it goes back to like doing business with you easy. Give somebody your email or give somebody your address. Let them know where you're at.
Yeah. Put on a map, put some of the landmarks in the area on the map or something. If you're in an area where people might know where the water tower is, so, hey, we're just around the corner from the mall or whatever. Yeah. If that's what you need to do. And then on top of that, have a phone number, have a phone number on the top header of your business, of your landers, your homepage. Could be at the bottom, could be on the contact us page. But make sure that somebody can text as well.
Sure.
Call and text. Not a whole lot of people like to call, pick up the phone anymore, but they'll text you. Mm-hmm. So as long as they know that they can text that number, do it. Like, that's the other thing. Do you have a phone line that is a business line? That's another one, right? Professionalism, right? Do you have your own cell phone number on the website? Or maybe it's a cell phone of... like a burner phone, so you have a business phone and a personal phone.
I mean, I think most of our iPhones now can carry two numbers too.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't have that on mine, but you can do that. You mm-hmm. you can have a work yep. number come in, and okay, cool. There's a solution. And
I mean, even nowadays, like Google numbers and things like that, you know, dedicated a dedicated number for the business. Regardless, I mean, either way, there's a million different options when it comes to just making sure you have a dedicated line for the business.
Let's have two phone etiquette things right here. Number one, answer the phone.
Hey, there you go. That's a concept.
When somebody calls your gym, answer it. Now, you're not going to be answering after.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
After hours, you could have an AI system that picks up after hours, which we're a virtual reception after hours. And then if you're not able to answer, what about voicemails?
Yeah. This was interesting. I had left a voicemail this week for a gym owner, and on the voicemail it said that they will get back within 24 to 48 hours. Well, in this industry, in this day and age, that doesn't work. Speed to lead, you know, speed to contact is a massive component to getting somebody through the door. It's been years. I mean, back when we were the agency working with, what was a guy's name? He was a sales guy for fitness. We worked with him for
Eric,
right? So he did some studies, and it was 90% of the time the business went to the gym that contacted the client back first. So if we know that to be true, why would you, again, give your competition the ability to beat you by simply just not picking up the phone and calling somebody back as soon as possible? 48 hours is a long time to keep somebody waiting.
But really, you got to answer the phone.
Well, ideally, yeah. I mean, I can understand for a small operation, if you're on the floor, you're with a client, you're not answering the phone. Perfectly understandable. But that session lasts an hour. Pick up the phone, give them a call back within, you know, what is it going to take? 50 minutes after they've left a call?
Sure.
By then, at least you're making a point of contact. If you don't get a hold of them, It's like walking into a restaurant and somebody acknowledging you and saying, "Hey, you know, we're busy, but I'll be right with you."
Yeah, you buy yourself some time.
Exactly, right? And I think the whole point of this podcast is like these little details matter.
Yeah, they add up over time. With the phone systems, and we've been doing this for over a decade, there's a system, and there's probably better ways to do it now. And I've been paying for 40 something bucks a month for this service for years, but it goes through like a phone tree of people. Like if we don't answer it at the gym, it goes to the cell phone one. If that one doesn't answer, it goes to cell phone two. And it just goes down this phone tree and continues to try to catch a live person, because we know how important it is to catch somebody live. Because if you think about somebody's shopping gyms, right? It's a fleeting moment in time where they're motivated. They're ready to take action. And if you don't catch them right then and there, hey, life gets in the way. They're gonna move on to the next guy down the street, or get busy, or forget, or lose motivation, or life, you know, happens. And if you have a chance, you're just letting those things fall through your fingers. So, bolt that stuff up, guys. I mean, it's not getting any easier to get clients.
I was just gonna say the same thing. You know, without all of the costs associated with getting somebody's lead information, getting somebody on the phone has another, you know, costs associated with it. If somebody's calling you, like, we should be doing everything we can to be able to answer that phone right away and have that conversation. If you miss it, who knows what could happen, you know?
Yeah.
So it should be that big of a priority.
So this is just some digital stuff. What about, you know, when your coach's uniforms? Like that's another thing that I see kind of like slip a little bit. You know, there was a point in time where we were kind of like, you know, collared shirts were like, you know, tucked in. Like, that's not really realistic, especially for coaches that are going to be here every single day for, you know, 8 hours or whatever. So athletic pants, black, obviously clean shoes, and then we give them shirts to wear, right? Obviously logoed shirts. And we just let them have as many shirts as they want, because there's nothing worse than like, God dang, I got to do laundry so I can have one shirt to wear work. Just give them a bunch of shirts, you know, and, you know, they build up in the hamper. They're cheap enough, you know, under 10, I don't know, 10 bucks. What are those shirts?
Eight, 10 bucks.
$8, 10 bucks a shirt.
you know, load your team up with shirts and gear and keep reloading, get new like versions of the shirts for each season.
You just mentioned it the other day to the team, like for no reason, like they've got plenty of options. Yeah. And you just threw out another one this week.
This shirt's cool. Get this shirt. You know, we like, actually, we're both wearing Iron Circle shirts. Yeah. We're kind of like, we do have a great designer on our team. So he's always firing new t-shirt designs at us, but yeah, have your team kind of like professional. No backwards hats, no phones on the training floor, no coffee out on the training floor, just like little things. I mean, guys, this could be a book. This could be a whole book of things. But the point of the message is just we're seeing this competition's rising. Getting clients is harder. Why give your competition the edge by you not doing the things it's going to take to win the business? You're just leaving the door open. You know, it's interesting. You could secret shop, I guess, your competitors, and you're probably got one or two that are really good and the rest are not going to be that great. Well, you start looking, you look deeper behind the curtain, like, oh my gosh, these two guys have automation. They picked up the phone. They got back to me when I needed it. And you start looking at their operations. They're probably the most successful in town just because they do the little things like they do everything else, right?
Well, and if you were to ask most gym owners, you know, why they're successful, 99% of the time they're going to say my programming, I get my clients' results. It's all those things. That only occurs when you can acquire a new client, when you have people that you can work with. Mm-hmm. All of these other details are the things that prevent you from actually building a substantial clientele base, because you never have the opportunity to actually get a result because you haven't done those little things.
Right.
That get somebody in the door. And most of these things are simple. You know, we overlook these things. We're stepping over the pennies to pick up the dollars, and you're missing
dollars to pick
pennies. Dollars to the pennies. But where it's these little things that separate and create a form of professionalism. You could do it. I mean, you could absolutely blow minds with simple things by just putting some attention to detail. And I would say that this industry, for some reason, we mail in a lot of the little things and we just focus on the big things and we forget all of the little details along the way.
Yeah, the bar's not that high in this industry. Unfortunately, the fitness industry has done a great job of not being super professional over the decades, and the clientele that you're trying to attract actually has a lower perception of what to expect. So if you come in way above that, you're going to win the business.
Yeah.
And again, that's what this is all about. This is not, we're going right back to the beginning. It's not a hobby. This is your business. It's your career. It's your livelihoods. It's your family's livelihoods, your kids' livelihoods. It's your team's livelihoods. Do it right. It doesn't take that much more effort and not that much more money, like $5 a month or whatever, to do these little things. And a lot of you are missing them. So today, your challenge for this podcast is do a little audit. Do a little audit on your website and your phone number. Do we answer the phones? Are emails full? Do we call people back on time? Do we have automation? Do we have a Gmail or a domain-based email address? Is my team wearing uniforms? Do they show up on time? Is the place clean? Is it organized? Do you have schedule? Like everything matters, okay? Everything matters. You never want to underestimate what you're doing. The task at hand is running a business. That's not a small task, because if it was, everybody would do it. Okay. So those are your challenge. Those are your points to go do an audit on your business. Hopefully you find some stuff you can fix. And usually it's really easy, really quick. And it, you know, incrementally increases your business, guys. Hopefully that helps you. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you guys on the next show. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.